Hello, everyone. Welcome to the No BS Phase 2 Worksheet Review Call. Let's see. We'll give everyone a chance to come on in. Grab your seat. How's everybody tonight? I'm pulling my whiteboard over here because we're going to talk about the model, which is one of my favorite things to talk about in all of PMP. I love the model. So let's see if other people are coming in. So here's what we're going to do. Here's how we're going to roll. Hello, Kim Edwards from North Carolina. Here's what we're going to do tonight. I'm going to talk a little bit about the model. And then we're going to go over the three worksheets that are in phase two. So if you have your worksheets with you, they are processing feelings, actions that make weight loss easy, and a new perspective. So come on in and we'll get started. Here's what I'm going to do tonight. I want you, if you have questions for me, to post them in the Q&A. But I am also going to have some questions for you tonight that I want you to answer for me in the chat. Okay? So I'm going to be cruising the chat just a little bit. And we'll talk a little bit about what's going on with the model and these specific places in the model where we created some worksheets for you. Okay? So again, we're going to do the processing feelings worksheet. We're going to do actions that make weight loss easy, and we're going to do a new perspective. So if you have questions as I'm going through these, as we're working them together, put them in the Q&A. And when I ask you a question, I want you to respond in the chat, but make sure you're responding to all panelists and attendees so that everybody can see your answers, okay? If we have time at the end, we might coach. But we will attack that at that time. Sound good? Everybody ready? All right. I am curious, though. I see quite a few January babies here. Hi, Vern. She says, hi, Kathy. How many of you guys have actually been through phase two? Have you all listened to the lessons already on the model? Where Corinne breaks it down, talks about judging your thoughts, talks about creating intentional models, unintentional models. I'm seeing a lot of yes, yes, yes. Good. I was just wondering how deep I need to go into some of the concepts. All right, so there's a couple people that haven't. All right, that's okay. So let's do this first. Let's talk about the model first, okay? The model is a super special tool that we use to show you how what you're thinking about something actually creates the results in your life. So we have, you can see my little whiteboard here. We have a C, which is the circumstance. That's the fact that you're actually thinking about, okay? It is very neutral. It does not create any emotion. It doesn't tell a story. It's pretty much a noun, okay? Not even any modifiers. So you might have a C that's my plan, okay? Or my husband, or my boss. Okay, so that's the C line. The T line is your thought, all right? And it is what you are thinking, one sentence, about what's in the C line. So if the C is my husband, your thought might be, he's a great guy, right? Or it might be, he shouldn't be eating that in front of me, or something like that. So that's the thought. It is about the C line. When you think a thought, it generates a feeling. That's the F line. Feelings are one word. We always pick. You might have a thought and you feel excited and confused and all the things at one time. You always just pick one to model. You always just pick the strongest feeling to go in your feelings line. Okay? When you have a feeling, it causes you to do or not do certain things. Okay, that's the actions line. That's the A. So what goes on your action line is what you're doing or not doing or how you're reacting. And these actions create a result for you. Okay, and that's the R line. The R line, again, is usually one sentence. And because the model is so streamlined with one feeling and one sentence in your thought line, the R line, the result usually proves your thought. Okay, so that's the basics of the model. Something important to know, you can tell the difference between the fact, the circumstance in the C line, and the thought, because the circumstance will not create an emotion. Okay? The circumstance will not, you know, it's neutral. It doesn't make you angry or sad or happy. That's the thought line. All right? So the difference is the thought line drives an emotion. The circumstance does not create an emotion. Okay? A feeling is a physical response to a thought. And we're going to go over that a little bit in the Processing Feelings worksheet. Told you the action is what you do or don't do, and the result is what naturally happens when you do or don't do those actions. Okay? All right. Is that, y'all tell me in the chat, is that a good overview of the model? Do you need a little bit more? Watching the chat. Good. Kim says good. Yes, thanks. Thumbs up. So tonight, what we're going to do is we're going to break down the feelings line. We're going to break down the action line. Michelle, that's a great question. What do you do if you don't know what you're feeling? Hang tight. So we're going to break down the feelings line and the actions line. And then we're going to talk about whether or not you like this thought line. Okay? So the first worksheet we're going to go through is called Processing Feelings. We do this worksheet a lot at our events, at camps, at the 6-day, some other places, okay? So here's what I want you to do. I want you to just take a quiet minute and close your eyes and think about, what am I feeling right now? Right in this minute, what are you feeling? Put it in the chat. Excited, anxious, tired, curious, interested, frustrated, exhausted, sore, sad, frustrated, uneasy, defeated, annoyed, lonely, happy, behind. Okay. So when you're filling out this worksheet, that feeling that you're feeling goes in that very first blank. It says, write your most predominant feeling here. Okay. So everybody, write down your feeling. Whether you have the worksheet printed or not, it doesn't matter. If you're able to write down your feeling right now on a scrap piece of paper or on the worksheet, write it down. Then I want you to do this. I want you to think about how that feeling feels in your body. Okay? So close your eyes and think about how your throat feels. How your chest feels. Is your heartbeat normal? Is it racing? Is it calm? How's your heartbeat? What about your breathing? Is your breathing shallow? Is it choppy? Is it deep and smooth? What about your stomach? Is your stomach tight? Is it upset? Is it a little nauseous? Is it fine? Is it nothing? And then your body temperature. Anything abnormal about your body temperature? Hands and your feet? And then your posture. I like to add posture to this. Are you sitting up straight with your head raised high, or are you hunched over and kind of cowered? What about your head? Is your head dropped? Or is it looking up toward the sky? All of these physical things in your body are your feeling. They all describe how you're feeling in the moment. So if you were, say, disappointed, you might have been hunched over in your posture a little bit. Your chest might have felt a little tight. Your throat might have felt a little tight, right? If you were joyful, everything might have been nice and loose, and your shoulders might have been back, and you know, your head might have been raised, and your posture might have been nice and straight. See? So your feeling in your body is actually what the feeling is. Okay, let me say that again. Actually, Deepak said it best. Y'all know who Deepak is? He's that meditation guru. Chopra, I think is his last name. He describes a feeling as a physical response to a thought. Okay? So if you think a thought in your mind, you feel it in your body. And that's the feeling. So we label it as frustrated, angry, disappointment, joyful, curious. But it's actually manifested in your body through all these questions that you ask yourself. This is how you process a feeling. This is how you actually feel a feeling. Pretty sweet, right? What worksheet does this correspond to? It's called Processing Feelings. It's in phase two of the No BS, Feeling the Feels. Okay? Do y'all get that? Y'all understand that? It's pretty cool, right? When you just actually just sit and process and think about how that word feels in your body. Pretty slick, right? I'm fixing to make it even slicker for you. Think about a time now. Well, first of all, let's generate a feeling on purpose. Choose what you want to feel. I want to feel energized. Okay? Think of a feeling you want to feel right now. Put them in the confident. What else? Put them in the chat for me. Peaceful, calm, curious, relaxed, happy, empowered, relaxed, accomplished, confident, yes, proud, attentive. Oh, attentive is good. Relaxed, competent, joyful, motivated. All those are great, right? So here's what you do now. Think about your feeling that you want to create. Now think about a time in your life where you felt that feeling. Okay, just close your eyes and think about a time in your life when you felt that feeling. Now, when you felt that feeling, how did your throat feel? How did your chest feel? Your heartbeat? Your breathing? Your body temperature, your posture, your neck, your head, behind your eyes. Maybe you smiled, right? All in alignment, Merle says. Definitely different, right? So you can create those feelings in your body by recalling them in your mind. Super slick, right? I love this processing of feelings because seriously, if you all understand your feelings, if you allow them to be there, even the tough ones, then you don't eat because you're not hiding from them, right? I just think this work is the coolest ever. So if you're not hiding from your feelings, if you're actually feeling them, and you're allowing them to be in your body like this, you realize they don't hurt you. Even the ones that feel harder to feel, like grief. Think about grief for a minute. Nobody wants to feel grief, right? But you wouldn't feel grief if you didn't also feel love. So learning to feel grief in your body allows you to honor your thoughts and your feelings about the person or the thing, or the pet, or the job that you lost. Miriam says, so what I have been feeling as boredom might have actually been an indifference to feelings. Very close, very, very possible, very, very possible. If you allow yourself to feel, then you're not trying to hide from the feelings by eating or drinking or shopping or doing whatever your favorite distraction technique is. That's the point of this worksheet. Now, if you're somebody who doesn't know what they're feeling, I would sit and I'd get real quiet and I'd write down how my body feels and try and label it. Okay? There's in the Feeling the Feelings unit module in NoBS, there are two other resources that you can look at. There's a feelings wheel, and there's also a like a chart, a list of feelings that's in there. Corinne also likes to refer people to the website wordhippo.com. So let's say you feel, you know, all you can come up with is good, right? I feel good, but I want to get more specific than that. So throw good into wordhippo.com and it's going to come up with every synonym to good that you can find. And it might help you narrow in a little bit closer on what you're actually feeling. The more specific you can get with your feelings, the more satisfying this work is. Okay? Questions about processing feelings. It's a pretty slick exercise, right? I love generating the feeling I want. Okay? Because if you generate a feeling of confidence or relaxed or peaceful, then it totally changes your action line. You're not reactive, right? You're not eating. You're creating the feeling that you want in your body. What if it's hard to identify the feeling? I just talked about that just a little bit. I would write down what you're feeling in your body, and then I would come up with the closest words you can, and then I'd look at the feelings wheel, and I'd go to Word Hippo, and I'd start really nailing in on what you think it might be, and I'd also look at what you're thinking in the moment, because your thoughts, that T-line, will create your feelings. So you might be able to come in a little bit closer to what you're feeling if you're thinking about what you're also thinking. Okay? All right. Let's move on to the next one. Actions that make weight loss easy. So we've nailed the feelings. We know all the feelings. We know how to process them. We know how to feel them. We're going to take our newfound confidence, relaxed, curious, attentive feelings into the action line now, and we're going to think about our weight loss. Okay? So this worksheet starts out super simple, and it says brainstorm all the things you can do to make weight loss easy. And you write down everything, even if you think something won't be good enough. So I want you to post in the chat, give me an example of how to make weight loss easy. Okay. The actions that make weight loss easy worksheet is in phase two. Actions, doing the things. These are all, this whole call is on the worksheets that are in phase two of the NoBS. Okay, leave one bite behind. Level ups, plan realistically. Do NoBS with a full mind and heart. Make a plan and follow it. Only eat when you're hungry. Super easy, right? Planning, 16 ounces of water. Praying, good, no drama. Stop eating when you're satisfied. Maintain an organized environment. Friends, accountability groups, right? Leftovers. Choose recipes simple to make. All these are great ideas, great ways to make weight loss easy. Food prep is a big one for me. I don't prep all my meals, but I have everything in the fridge ready for dinners, and I prep all my breakfasts and lunches. That's how I make it easy. Do something else that makes you happy. Yeah. Create happiness. Plan realistically, realizing thoughts can be habits. Absolutely. Making good choices. Stop comparing myself to others. Oh my goodness. Yes. So great. You guys just did the worksheet, right? It asks you for 12 and then it says, pick one that you can start doing immediately. So this worksheet, super easy. You list all the reasons all the ways you can make weight loss easy, and you decide which one you can go ahead and implement. And then it asks you if there's anyone who can help you make this easier to implement. So if yours, for instance, is I'm going to make a plan every day, your person that will help you make it easier to implement is your accountability group. Because if you tell them, I'm going to post my plan every day and you guys are going to keep me accountable, guess what? You're going to post your plan, right? So Betsy, MJ, and Mary Jo and I and Sadie are in an accountability group together, and we all post our plans and we post our assessments. We show up for ourselves every day knowing that there's somebody watching for us to know that we're showing up for ourselves, right? They're not in charge of my plan. They're just in charge of making sure I'm watching out for me. Isn't that cool? It's like, how do I have my own back? I got these four girls that help me have my own back. Give us a sample on this. On what? A sample on the actions worksheet? What do you need a sample of, Deb? Let me see what I can come up with for you. Someone else that might help you make this easier to implement might be somebody who lives with you. My husband. Y'all heard this story. So we plan together each week. And I have this little magnetic pad that I put on the refrigerator with the plan for the week. So it will say Monday night is hot chicken salad. Tuesday night is spaghetti. Wednesday night is tacos or whatever it says. So I'll ask him, I'll say, so, you know, what do you want for dinner tonight? And he'll say, the list says hot chicken salad. Or I might say, you know, I don't feel like cooking. You know, what about going out? And he'll say, Kathy, you've made a plan for the day. See, so he helps me stay accountable. He helps me. Does that help, Deb? Does that give you a kind of an example outside of accountability groups, how you can also find accountability at home? How many times have y'all heard Corinne say, she'll go out to eat with Chris. She knows Chris wants to go to the burger place, and she will tell him, I'm going to want fries. I'm going to need you to slap them out of my hands if I try and reach for yours. And he will. He'll say, Corinne, you told me you weren't going to eat fries tonight. You told me to tell you no to the fries. So she asks for his accountability. I might want to slap my husband if he said that. Well, if you asked him to say it, then that's that's just how it works. That's just how it works. I mean, you show your team your list. Yeah. I post my plan in our, we have a Slack channel. Post our plan, my plan in Slack channel. Recipe for hot chicken salad. Ken loves the hot chicken tenders from the Prince's Hot Chicken. Nashville's famous for its hot chicken. So I'll put one of them on a salad. You can also put, a couple chicken breasts in a crock pot with Frank's buffalo sauce and a little bit of ranch seasoning mix, and cook it up like that and shred it and put that on yourself. It's delicious. Kim shares a Marco Polo every day. Perfect. All right. Next worksheet. And this one is super cool. It's called A New Perspective. It's also in phase two of the No BS. It's in the lesson called A New Perspective. Trying on new thoughts. So let's do a model for a minute. Where's my eraser? I'm going to erase my little notes here. And we're going to do a model. I'm going to start it with the C line of my weight loss. Okay. Or you could even say my weight loss goal. How about that? Goal. My weight loss goal. Let's say the thought is, I'll never make it. Okay.
the feeling, when I think I'll never make it, the feeling is defeated for me. And when I feel defeated, what kind of actions do you think I do? Not a lot, right? So I'm going to put don't follow plan. Heck, I probably don't even make a plan. And I'm going to put overeat. We could really probably put quite a few things we don't do in that action line. Okay? The result is when we don't follow a plan and we don't make a plan and we overeat and we don't do the basics, the result is, guess what? We don't make our goal. Right? So if we are in this model and we are living it and we're not feeling good about what we're doing, doing another model that says, I'm going to make my goal and I'm going to be happy about it is probably not feeling real realistic, right? If we're stuck in, I'm never going to make it, I just can't do this, going straight pie in the sky to, woohoo, I'm going to make my goal in the next 90 days and I'm going to be a badass about it, it's probably not going to work for us, right? So what we want to do is level up this thought just a little bit to where we can start thinking a little bit less negatively or maybe a little more positively so we can work our way into believing that we'll make our goal, okay? So again, this is called a new perspective. It's the worksheet called A New Perspective. The lesson in NoBS in phase two is also called A New Perspective. So what we're doing is we're going to change this thought, I'll never make it, just a little bit so that it becomes more believable. So the worksheet gives you a few suggestions, examples. So you could put at the beginning of the thought, I keep thinking I'll never make it, and that's okay. What that does, when you say, I keep thinking, you're reminding your brain that that's a thought, that I'll never make it is a thought. So you've changed your I'll never make it thought to, I keep thinking I'll never make it, and that's okay. So you're telling yourself it's a thought, and you're giving yourself some grace for thinking it. You can also say, someday I will believe that I'll make my goal. That's a way to up-level a thought. You can also say, I'm working on believing that I'll make my goal, or I'm open to the possibility of believing I'll make my goal. Do you see how that works? It creates a little space for you to not go straight to, man, I'm 100%, I'm making this goal. Creates a little space in the middle that says, I'm open to the possibility I'll make my goal. I'm working on believing I'll make my goal. See how that works? Creates a little bit less than defeated, right? Your feeling might turn into open or curious or even just, okay, maybe doubt instead of defeated. Doubt is a level up from defeated, right? So let's see. What you want to do when you up level the thought just a little bit, when you use this tool, is you want to ask yourself, what can I think right now that will help me right now? Okay? And then you want to visualize it. You want to just close your eyes and think in your mind, what if I actually did try and believe that I'll make my goal? What would that look like? What if I actually did try and believe that it's possible that I'll make my goal? What does that look like? See? So I have a question here about if we take this new thought and we bring it into the model, let's go ahead and work that model. It's a great idea. You could make this, you know, the phase two talks about unintentional models and intentional models. This would be an example of an unintentional model. I'll never make it, defeated, not doing anything, not making your goal. That's an unintentional model. That means it's a model that you probably really don't want to live out very often. So when you up-level it a little bit, you're creating a more intentional model. I love the word intention because it gives you something to shoot for. It's a new perspective. It's a new way of thinking, and it's an intentional way of thinking, something I'm going to work on thinking. So if we use this new thought, I keep thinking I'll never make it and that's okay, maybe our feeling becomes acceptance. We accept the fact that we're thinking this and we're giving us the space to think it. And when we feel acceptance about this, that I keep thinking and that's okay, what do you think we're doing? Resigned. Oh, I like that too. What do you think we're doing? Right? I think we're thinking about our goal. Right? We've pulled it back into perspective. Right? We're thinking about it. And what we're not doing is we're not giving up. That's so key to this model. I keep thinking this, and that's okay, but I know it's out there and I'm working toward it, so I'm not giving up. And the result then becomes you begin visualizing, creating steps towards your goal. Pretty cool, right? Pretty slick, right? Can an action be a realistic plan? Of course. If that works in your model, absolutely. Absolutely. Result is to pivot emotion. Actually, the result proves the thought. Okay? So they don't have to actually mirror, but they do. The result does. That's the beauty of the model, is because the result of creating steps towards your goal actually proves that you're thinking you might not make it, but it's okay. Does that make sense? I love the model. Sometimes I work an unintentional model. And I get down to that action line and I see where the result's going and I'm like, oh no, I don't want to do that. That's not the result that I want. Let me think about this a little bit. Let me up-level this because I want a better result than that. So those are the three worksheets in phase two and probably some pretty important worksheets for you to spend some time with. I would do this processing feelings worksheet as often as you want to understand your feeling. I do this actions worksheet. Every time you feel stuck, I pull out this actions worksheet and I'd say, how am I going to make weight loss easy today? That's a question in your planner too, right? But this gives you a space for 12 different ways to make weight loss easy. And then when you're stuck in a model with, I'll never make it, or I'll never get this, or I don't know what to do or anything like that, I'd pull out the new perspective worksheet. Say, how can I up-level this thought just a little bit and up-level my thinking just a little bit? Sound good? All right, I'm going to hit the questions real quick. See how I did. There's only two questions. Maybe I explained things pretty well, right? Let's see what you got. So we're going to keep, where is my questions box? We're going to keep the questions and any coaching tonight to the model and to these three worksheets. And for some reason, my questions box is not coming up, or it's hiding from me. Oh, here it is over here. So I binged last night, or I did not lose weight in January. Can't be circumstances. they generate feelings for me? Great question. So with the I binged last night, hang on, let me erase. Since I don't know how you define binge, what I would suggest is that you put in your C line exactly what you ate. Okay? Because you and I would likely define binge differently. All right? So the C line is everything you ate. Okay? And then you have a thought about that. I shouldn't have binged, or there I go again, or something like that. That's how I would work the model about looking at what you binged. Does that make sense? Then I did not lose weight in January. That's actually a C line, because that's very data driven. So let's say you weigh 180 pounds. You would actually say, you could say 180 on January 1 and 180 on January 31. The reason you feel, well, you didn't tell me what you feel. Let's say the reason you feel sad is because you have a thought about that. Okay? I should have lost weight. I didn't do enough. I'll never get this. You have a thought about your data, in this case, that creates your emotion. For someone else, 180, staying on 180 for the whole month is like maintenance, and they're thrilled because maybe they had a few overeats. So they're not sad because they have a thought that that's okay. Does that make sense, Stacy? Is a thought always subjective? A thought is a sentence in your mind. Sometimes it's an opinion. Is it always subjective? Yeah, I'd say, I guess it could be objective too. But it's a sentence. It's a sentence in your mind that when you're thinking about something. So I think about this call. You know, this Zoom call is the C line. My thought is, I'm going to talk about phase two on a Zoom call, right? Reason that's a thought is because I could have decided to show up and talk about phase three. Or I could have decided to talk about life at Kathy's house or something like that. So remember, your thought is a sentence in your mind that you're thinking about whatever is on your C line, whatever fact or noun or thing that's going on in the world or your past that's on the C line. Okay? All right, next question. I've tried a few of the feeling sheets and I have the same answer for all the feelings. Normal. The only one I see change is breathing. Yeah, that could be normal, I suppose. I would look at your posture. Man, I can tell a lot in my posture. I see confidence in my posture. I see defeated in my posture. I see sadness in my posture. I also have a lot of feeling. I feel a lot in my throat and through my shoulders, and tension in my shoulders, and whether or not my throat is closed up or it's nice and open. That's where I feel a lot of my feelings, is through this upper region of my body. Especially tension. You know, I will especially feel tension there. Just the more you do it, Laura, I think the more you'll notice. Miriam says, see, I didn't follow my plan. So that's a thought. Okay. So what I would say is, I ate nachos that weren't on my plan. I would say exactly what you ate that wasn't on your plan. A true realistic plan does not result in weight loss. That's a thought. Right? Good. Good for identifying that as a thought. Now, does that create defeated? Maybe it does for you. Could create doubt. Could create confusion in the feelings line. The action is, create a restrictive plan that you don't follow, good. And your result is that you don't have a plan that creates weight loss, restrictive, realistic, or anything. So you said, I need to fix this ASAP. What do you recommend as a thought? Saying it's okay seems to confirm my thought. What if you were to say, someday I will believe eating a true realistic plan will help me in my weight loss? Or what if you say, I'm just working on believing that this realistic plan thing works because Corinne says it does? Or you can say, I'm open to the possibility that planning realistically and eating to plus two will help me lose weight. Any of those thoughts using these examples on this worksheet, I would take your thought, I'd put it in these examples, and I'd create your models and see how you do. See what helps you level up a little bit. Does that help, Miriam? Where would you put mad at myself if you overeat? Feelings line, angry. Okay. Mad is a feeling. It's something you feel in your body. Think about how mad feels, right? Think about how mad feels. How does mad feel? When I'm angry, my heart's racing. I'm jittery. I'm loud. I mean, my voice is loud. Everything I do is big. I'm tense, like, right, those shoulders again. Those shoulders get nice and tense. My stomach hurts. When I'm really angry, it doesn't happen very often, but I feel it all in my body. The tension, every muscle in my body is tense. So it goes in the feelings line. Can you restate the three worksheets? Absolutely. So we have processing feelings. All of these are in phase two of No BS, y'all. Processing feelings. It's in the feeling the feels lesson in phase two. Actions that make weight loss easy. It's in the actions doing the things lesson in phase two. And a new perspective. That's in the lesson called A New Perspective, Trying on New Thoughts, also in phase two. You can get these worksheets in the actual lessons where Corinne talks about them, or you can go to the, I believe it's called Worksheets and Bonuses page on the website and print all the No BS worksheets at one time. There's a link to the PDF, to a PDF that Betsy put together that is all the worksheets. Let's see what else we got here. Aside from the feeling of curious, what are some other good natural bridging feelings? You know what I would do, Crystal? I would go to Word Hippo and see if we look at curious. Let's just do this. I'm going to go to wordhippo.com right now, and I'm going to type in curious. And see what it says. Inquisitive, probing, questioning, inquiring, investigative, examining, inspecting, fascinated, interested, intrigued. It also goes into focused, stimulated, enthused, entranced, hooked, inspired, ambitious, desirous, avid, impressed. Those might be a little bit on the positive side. Let's look at open just for fun as an adjective. Free, unsecured. These sound like doors. Reachable. Permittable, obvious, apparent, clear, unhidden, unanswered, undetermined, unsettled. This is more like what we want. Unsolved, questioning, indefinite, all kinds of different feelings to examine. So those are some bridge feelings. Neutral is the absence of feeling. I try not to use that one very often because if I'm doing a model and I have a thought, I probably have a feeling about the thought, but it might not be a real heavy feeling. It might just be aware. I love the feeling of aware because it just means I'm introspective about something. I'm thinking about something. So that might be a good bridge feeling. Okay. Here's another model. I gained 10 pounds in 3 days. That's a great C line. The thought says, what's wrong with me? So you never want a question in the thought line because your brain is going to want to try and answer the question. And the model is not the place to answer the question. So what you need to do is answer the question and then put the answer in the thought line. So the answer to what's wrong with me might be, I don't get this, or I'll never get this. Your feeling is discouraged. Now you've written discouraged, failure, hate this, I don't want to keep trying. Pick one. Okay, just pick one. Keep it nice and simple because your model will be easier to see and easier for you to write if you keep it simple. So if we go with discouraged, your action, you have binge eating and overdoing. You also have urge. Urge goes in the feelings line. You feel an urge. You feel urgent. Result, gain more weight. Okay, so to redo your model, you have, I gained 10 pounds in 3 days. Your thought might be, I'll never get this. Your feeling is discouraged. The A line is pretty much what you're not doing because you're discouraged. You're overeating, you're not following your plan, things like that. And the result might be more weight gain. Or it might be you're not figuring it out because you're not doing the things. I wanted to fill out the urge binge worksheet, but was embarrassed to do it in front of the people I was around. TMI, haven't pooed in 4 days. Which worksheet would really be better to fill out? Okay, so you need some fiber. That'll help. I would do a discovery worksheet. That's what I would do first. And then if you did actually binge, then go in there and do the urge worksheet. Or if you just had the urge to binge, do the urge worksheet. If you binge, do the discovery worksheet. Lisa says, see, I ate my lunch. Thought, I want more. Mm-hmm. Feeling uneasy. So here's an intro. All right, Lisa, I'm gonna do your model. So we have ate my lunch. I ate my lunch in the C line. The thought line is I want more. The feelings line is uneasy. Then in her action line, she says she does a model. Do you do a model when you're uneasy? I mean, really think about it. Let's think about what do you really do when you're uneasy? You might question yourself, right? You might do nothing, right? So make sure you're not swapping models. Make sure you don't have a negative feeling and a positive action, or a doubtful thought and a positive feeling. Make sure your model is nice and clean. So then she goes into, I ate my lunch. It was good, but I'm done. Confident. Stop eating. Yeah, and I'm done. That's a good one. What if I'm trying to change the thought before I have the action I don't want? Is it okay to not finish the unintentional one? Oh my gosh, such a good question. This is actually like a model 2.0 question. Yes, it is absolutely okay. Because here's what you're doing. You have ate lunch as the C line. Your thought is, I want more. You're feeling it was what now? Uneasy. and you stopped yourself before you went to the action line of eating, overeating, right? This is called pausing the model. You just didn't. You just stopped after the feelings line and you didn't let your model go to the end. Okay. It's really good that you noticed that. So what you did was you paused the model after the feelings line and you started a new model. And your new model was, yeah, I want more, but it was good and I'm done. Confident. Stopped eating. Finished your meal. Okay. Really, really good question, Lisa. Do you ever get to, Roz wants to know, do you ever get to a point where you listen, oh, wait a minute. There it is. Where you listen to a thought and tell yourself that thought doesn't serve me and change the thought without writing it out. Yeah, absolutely. You can absolutely do that. If you have a thought fly by and you're like, mm-mm, that one's not going to land here today. You don't have to model it if you don't want to. The cool thing about the model is that if you don't really understand how a thought's going to land for you, writing it out really helps you see. Okay, so absolutely, Roz, you can do that. I do that quite a bit. You have 60,000 thoughts a day, y'all. That's what Corinne says, 60,000 thoughts a day. Some of them are very unconscious. They just fly by and you never pay attention to them. It's the ones that you repeat that lead to actions and results that you don't like, that you really want to spend some time with and work on leveling up using this new perspective worksheet. Okay, they're the ones that you want to work on because you don't like the results that they create. I also can't figure out how to visualize. I close my eyes and try, but nothing. Any suggestions? Yeah, Laura, pretend you're daydreaming. Do you daydream? Have you ever like sat in a really boring lecture and your mind drifted off to, you know, maybe vacation or going home or your favorite TV show or, you know, what your kids are doing or anything like that? It's the same thing. Visualization is targeted, intentional daydreaming. So have you ever, let's say you have an event you're going to, like a party. Have you ever closed your eyes, pictured yourself dressed for the party, hair done, all the makeup, walking in, seeing all the pretty people there? You know, it's just practice for your brain ahead of time. It's just, you know, maybe thinking about what the food's going to look like, the layout of the spread. You know, maybe there's going to be a big cake there or some ice cream and how much you're going to put on your plate. You know, it's just creating a story in your mind before it actually happens. So you just tell yourself what you want to think. Basically, it's how visualization works. It's intentional daydreaming. I hope that helps. How do I use the model to actually change my behavior? I've done them, but still repeat the same actions I have and have the same thoughts. So you up-level your model using the new thought that you create in your new perspective worksheet. You go ahead and plan your new actions and you start intentionally doing those actions. Thinking that thought, creating that feeling. Do you see how all this rolls together? The new perspective worksheet is all about leveling up your thoughts. The processing feelings worksheet is all about knowing what you're feeling now and generating that new feeling. And this actions that make weight loss easy worksheet is reminding yourself that you have actions that can go with your new feelings, right? So you create an intentional model for yourself. You start practicing that thought, telling yourself that thought over and over again, ginning up that feeling, right? Like we did when we created the feeling that we wanted to feel, and then doing the actions that make weight loss easy. All goes together, right? In such a nice little package with a pretty bow on top. Christina says, here's where we get back in the chat, y'all. We're gonna give Christina some thoughts to think. So she has nothing in her C line, nothing in her thought line. She has the feeling of motivated. She is motivated and empowered. She's empowered. Okay, empowered. I like empowered because it's something that comes from within us. empowered. She has an action line where she does all four basics. And she's creating a result line of reaching her goal. Reaching my weight loss goal. Her question is, what thought can I think that creates? So, what her C line, I can't get my cap off. C line might be she's thinking about doing her basics. So maybe it's just my weight loss plan or my weight loss goal, whatever it is. Y'all created your own unique weight loss plans last month with Coach Betsy. So what do you think? What thoughts can you offer her about her weight loss that have her empowered doing her four basics and reaching her goals? All right, watch in the chat. Let's have some thoughts. Anybody? I can do this. This is easy. Ooh, I like that one. I'm on the right path. I'm figuring it out. I'm capable of using the four basics to reach my weight loss goals. This process works and makes sense. This will work. I'm worth it. I'm learning daily. How about that, Christina? I'm enjoying the journey. Right? Great. Great ideas. Great ideas. Okay, that's the last question. Does anybody else have a question? We are right at an hour. Oh, there's my friend Laura Gary. Let's see what you got, Laura. Can you talk about ginning up that feeling in the moment when needed? I'm running long distance on Sunday and have worked several models and visualization. I still have the thought in the moment, these thoughts won't come to me. Well, that's the thought that's blocking you, right? If we put that in the model, you know, your feeling is going to be doubt or defeated or something. What if you told yourself in the moment, everything I've practiced is going to be what I access when I do my long run, right? Maybe you even take a little marker, write them on your arm. I've seen people do that, or carry something with you that your phone has your thoughts with you. But back to ginning up the feeling, I think, Laura, I would practice. I'd practice ahead of time. That's what this feelings worksheet is all about. If you go on page 2 and it says, close your eyes, sit quietly for 1 minute, picturing times you have felt this feeling. So what feeling would you want? Would you want capable? Would you want competent? Would you want healthy? Think about what feeling you'd want to create. And then close your eyes and create it right here, right now, while you're listening to this call, and then create it again tomorrow, and then the next day, and the next day. And while you're creating it, visualize yourself out doing your long run. Because here's the beautiful thing about visualization, y'all. It's practice for your brain ahead of time. When you visualize going out for your long run and looking at the trees and seeing the flowers and feeling the breeze and all that kind of stuff, your brain thinks it's already done it. It's practice ahead of time because your brain can't tell the difference between visualization and actually doing it. So that's what I would do, Laura. I would practice ahead of time the feeling that you want to create. And then I'd create it in my body and I'd close my eyes and I would picture myself on my run, feeling these things. Running, you know, in a way that feels good. I'd visualize the heck out of it ahead of time. Make sense? All right, guys, we are at an hour, so I'm going to call it. It's been a good call. I hope that you've enjoyed it. I hope you hope you understand a little bit more about how to create feelings, how to understand what you're feeling, how to feel it in your body, how to plan ahead your actions that make weight loss easy, and how to create new thoughts. All of this is in phase two of the No BS. Anytime you have questions about your models, go on over to Ask Coaches. We, the three of us, just love the model. And we love how it opens our minds and it creates new ways of thinking. We use it to create new ways of thinking. And it's just an amazing, amazing tool that Corinne has taught us to help us lose weight. So hope that helps. And let's see. Where can you use coaches at? Where can you? Okay. So office hours, Deb, every Wednesday. I don't really understand the question. If you want to talk to a coach, we have office hours every Wednesday from 5 to 7. Corinne has office hours on Sundays starting at noon, a little bit after noon, because she does her weekly planning. You can always find us in Ask Coaches on the website. And we have a lot of model ninjas in the tribe. So if you want to just post in Facebook and ask for some feedback on your model, you can get it there too from some of our more experienced girls who love the model as much as we do. So I hope that helps, Deb. If you go to pmptribe.com and go to Get Coached in that menu, there's a place to ask a coach your question. All right. You guys have a great evening, and I will talk to you later. Bye.